Continuing with Proudhon, Nimrod, Theseus, Jason and his Argonauts, Jephthah, David, Cacus, Romulus, Clovis, and all his Merovingian descendants, Robert Guiscard, Tancred de Hauteville, Bohemond, and most of the Norman heroes were brigands and robbers. The heroic character of the robber is expressed in this line from Horace, which is from around 65 BC, in reference to Achilles, quote, "My right is my lance and my buckler." General de Broussard said, like Achilles, quote, "I get wine, gold, and women with my lance and my buckler." Now this is power. Power is power is power. Creating the conditions such that, as Shakespeare said, humanity must perforce prey on itself like monsters of the deep. But power is not us, though until now, it's theft of our whole selves we've been unable to correct. Like Proudhon, like Prince, like all of us before we read Alice. All of us before Alice, and the others to whom we owe their piece of the puzzle of class, of powers, lost soul, we've been trying to help them understand, help them understand what love is. Now, with the right story, because of Alice and her explanation of the repetition compulsion, we know they can't understand. Their mindset is set to rob us ad infinitum. We can only stop their madness by turning away from it and being the opposite for each other. It is only our lack of confidence that forestalls us. We have to start these discussions. We have to understand the accuracy of that analysis, of that conclusion, and the urgency of our action, how much it's needed right now to get the job done. We have the tools, we have the technology. As I say often, as you know, we can organize a one-day global general strike almost overnight and talk about it with each other and plan the next steps from there. It is time. The choice is very clear, clearly etched before us. Continue in our chains and continue chains as the future for our children, or freedom. Now that we can choose freedom, we who see this, the responsibility for making it. Turning to our outro song, and it's in line with the ones played earlier before as our musical tribute to Love Triumphs, and Prince is our model of love triumphing like no other. And it causes me a lot of grief to think of our Prince of Love circled by so many women who were placed there by the power guys to hurt him, while he tried so hard to help them. But though he felt their frozen hearts, he could not melt them. What follows is a more resigned version of this theme of helping others to feel love. And though he is at this point 48 years old, his belief in the power of the earth, of the infinite, is unshaken. This is from his 2006 CD, 3121, and it's called Simply Love. And let's never forget why he was targeted, why he was hurt with EMF, murdered with it, and flooded with faultness throughout his life. They plan to bury this man and his music. We must not let that happen. Both exist to save us, so let's save him. Thank you for listening. I love you. Until next week, peace.
Your back on the wall, you better get your hands up and clap if that's all. And if you don't wanna get yours, then let me get mine. See, ain't gonna be no drama, cause we have a good time. What's the point in giving me ultimatums? Smiling at my friends when you really hate them. What's the point? Stop worrying about what people say. We ain't gonna stop them anyway. Love can do anything if you try. Come on, spread your wings and let's fly. Fly so high, flying over the hilltops. Love is like the sky, you know it never stops. Escape.